Madam President, distinguished delegates, I am deeply honored to have the opportunity during this year's World Health Assembly to present on behalf of the Government of the Republic of Poland our position on the matters to be discussed here, which have an impact on the health of world population. To begin with, I would like to underline that Poland fully aligns itself with the statement delivered by the Honorable Representative of Hungary on behalf of the European Union. One of the issues that currently capture the attention of all states is the growing problem of non-communicable diseases. This concern translates into the high-level meeting of the UN General Assembly on Prevention and Control of Non-Communicable Diseases to be held in September in New York. The resolutions of the General Assembly have created an opportunity for the heads of states and governments in the developed and developing countries to provide a stronger and better coordinated response to non-communicable diseases. Poland supports all actions proposed by the WHO that addresses health challenges, especially if they aim at raising health awareness and increasing the influence of promotion and prevention on health, promoting social integration, especially with regards to the disabled and socially excluded, combating epidemics and pandemics, fighting non-communicable diseases, counteracting addictions such as tobacco, alcohol, or drug dependence. Poland fully agrees with these propositions and wishes to express its appreciation for the effort expended by Madam Director General and the WHO Secretariat in order to reduce the threats to public health. Given the ever-growing number of persons suffering from non-communicable diseases, it is extremely important to implement the global strategy adopted by the World Health Assembly, which centers on the integrated approach to preventing and reducing incidences through specific action aimed at fighting the most widespread diseases and through support for persons living with such diseases. The measures introduced should focus on countries with a low or medium income. Yet we should not forget that the problem also exists in more developed countries. It should be underlined that the present health situation is greatly affected by inequalities in access to health care. This issue needs to be treated seriously both at the national and at the international level, since appropriate action can be remarkably contribute to mitigating the effect of health exerted by economic and social inequalities existing in nearly all countries. Distinguished delegates, Poland is currently facing the great challenge of taking over the presidency of the Council of the European Union in the second half of this year. For my government, health as an area that concerns all people constitutes a matter that must be taken into account in the priority actions of our presidency. In the area of public health, Poland will put special emphasis on two subjects, namely bridging the gap in health in the European society and preventing brain diseases and neurodegenerative diseases. We would like to concentrate on, among others, the role of promotion, prevention and education as instruments for shaping pro-health behaviors since the early stages of a person's development and the prevention of the most frequent children's respiratory diseases and communication disorders as a basis for reducing health, social and economic disparities observed at later stages of a person's development. I believe that these actions will gain the international community's support and will be integrated into the global effort aimed at the improving the state of health in the world. Madam President, distinguished delegates, I would like to thank for your attention and wish you a highly productive session. Thank you very much.